This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Hans von Spakovsky, who is a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. He's been looking a little more into the issue of whether any laws were violated when it comes to the apparent job offer to Congressman Joe Sestak months ago to drop out of the Pennsylvania Senate primary against Arlen Specter. Obviously, Sestak didn't do that, and he actually won the primary, but we learned just a number of days ago through the White House counsel's office that White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel dispatched former President Clinton to offer Sestak a job, but all parties involved say it was a non-paid job that would have been part of a special presidential advisory commission. And Hans, thank you very much for being with us.
Sure, I'm glad to speak to you about it.
Let's start with the fact that they're really stressing this would be an unpaid role on a commission. Does that in and of itself make a big difference as to whether or not a crime was committed here?
No, it doesn't. In fact, the statute that's at issue, which is 18 U.S.C. 600, prohibits public officials from directly, indirectly promising any employment, position, compensation, contract, or appointment. And what they're talking about is an appointment to some kind of advisory board or a commission. It doesn't say anything in the statute about, you know, having to receive compensation. So, you know, I think they're saying that because from a publicity standpoint, they think it makes people think it's less serious, but it still violates the federal statute.
If the request specifically came from Clinton, who's not obviously a government official currently, rather than Rahm Emanuel, does that make a difference?
No, it doesn't, because the statute says it's unlawful to directly or indirectly make this promise. And in fact, the memo that they released on Friday by the White House did admits that Rahm Emanuel asked Bill Clinton to do this. So indirectly, Rahm Emanuel clearly was the person that set it up. The odd thing about this is you don't have to be a government employee to have violated the law. And so not only is Rahm Emanuel in potential violation of federal law, but so is Bill Clinton.
And in terms of the investigation here, it doesn't seem that Daryl Issa, the congressman who's the top Republican on the House Government Oversight Committee, is getting a whole lot of traction and getting a deeper probe into this, because it would require a Justice Department investigation. What reason has the Justice Department given for, at this point, doing nothing about this?
They haven't given a reason. They sent a letter to Sestak last week saying they weren't going to appoint an independent counsel, but they didn't say a word about whether or not they had opened an investigation themselves, and they didn't say anything about whether they were going to. There's any good prosecutor, I think, would tell you that there is sufficient information here to open an investigation. You know, whether or not that would lead to prosecution, I don't know, because so far all we have is the White House's own investigation of themselves. You know, we don't know what would happen if people were called before a federal grand jury where they actually were going to have to testify under oath, and that's, in fact, what needs to happen.
In terms of what else they would need to find out, you mentioned that what we know already from what Emanuel and Clinton did could potentially be considered illegal and, I guess, prosecutable by what you said before. What else would they be investigating most likely?
Well, the White House didn't say whether or not the president knew about this ahead of time or knew about it afterwards, whether he approved the offer being made. We also don't know whether there's any written documentation of any kind. Were there emails? Were there telephone calls? Is there any written documentation of what exactly happened? We also don't have a statement under oath from either Sestak or Emanuel or the President, Bill Clinton, either about this as to exactly what happened. All of those are things that would occur in a federal investigation.
Hans, you also wrote, and you write for the Foundry blog on the Heritage website, we should point out that you think if this had happened in a Republican administration, the knives would be out. Is there any comparable story from the past administration or another administration where that's been the case?
I'm not aware of any prior incidents in a Republican administration where this occurred. And in fact, I believe there were some people who were formerly with the Bush White House who said that they are not aware of anything like that ever happening. If we can imagine when Pat Toomey, remember, he challenged Senator Specter in the Republican primary some years ago. If Toomey had said publicly that he had been called by the Bush White House and this thing had occurred, I think the media and everybody else would have been all over it and would have demanded an investigation.
So what happens from here, if anything?
Well, I think it. The only way anything will happen is if public pressure continues to be brought both on the White House for more information and on the Justice Department to actually open an investigation. Because right now it looks like the White House and Eric Holder want to just ignore this and hope it goes away.
Hans, very interesting. Thank you so much for your insight.
Sure, anytime.
Hans von Spakovsky is a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.